I dreamed of a better world. I could only imagine a universe with no bells. Several days had elapsed. We no longer thought about this election. We went to work as usual, loading heavy stones into railway wagons. Rations had become more meager. This was the only change.
Okay. Eli, his father, and his friends have all made it through the selection. Somehow they found the strength to pretend that they are in better shape than they really are. But there are others whose numbers were written down, who are not so lucky. These people will be killed. The Nazis' cruel treatment of prisoners is very clear here. To the SS officers, the selection process is like a game. And when most of the prisoners seem healthy enough to keep working, the officers decide to make their food rations even more meager, which means small and scarce. It's hard to believe, but now the prisoners will have to work just as hard on even less food. Let's continue reading from the second full paragraph on page 70, starting with, "We had risen before dawn."
We had risen before dawn as on every day. We had received the black coffee, the ration of bread. We were about to set out for the yard as usual. The head of the block arrived, running. Silence for a moment. I have a list of numbers here. I'm going to read them to you. Those whose numbers I call won't be going to work this morning. They'll stay behind in the camp. And in a soft voice, he read out about 10 numbers. We had understood. These were the numbers chosen at the selection. Dr. Mengele had not forgotten. The head of the block went toward his room. 10 prisoners surrounded him, hanging onto his clothes.
Save us! You promised! We want to go to the yard. We're strong enough to work. We're good workers. We can't... We will...
He tried to calm them, to reassure them about their fate, to explain to them that the fact that they were staying behind in the camp did not mean much, had no tragic significance. After all, I stay here myself every day, he added. It was a somewhat feeble argument. He realized it, and without another word went and shut himself up in his room. The bell had just rung. Form up! It scarcely mattered now that the work was hard. The essential thing was to be as far away as possible from the block, from the crucible of death, from the center of hell.